This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 492. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. You go to www.nextiva.com. It's also sponsored by Finagraph's cashflowtool.com, which is an innovative cash flow tool that syncs with your QuickBooks to forecast your cash flow with uncanny accuracy. If you want more information, go to www.cashflowtool.com/Barry. Well, one of the biggest problems facing small business in the area of digital marketing is search engine marketing. I've always said that the fastest way to lose $500 is not at the roulette table in Las Vegas, but not knowing what you're doing with Google AdWords or search engine marketing. My next guest can absolutely help. John Belcher got his start working at Google on the AdWords team. He has personally managed over $5 million in ad spend, consulted on 20 million more, and implemented tracking analytics systems to understand which marketing channels are driving results within their business. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Barry, thanks so much for having me.
You know, small business owners see all these people advertising online and they think, oh, I'll go do it themselves. And then $500 later, they've got nothing.
It's true, and it's a really unfortunate, I'm going to call it an epidemic in our society, is it's so easy to buy online advertising, but understanding how to do it effectively is a different art than just being able to go through and do it online. And so that's why having someone who knows what they're doing, a pro, they say you can't spell profit without pro. It's really important for small business owners to have someone to turn to, and that's why we created AdSkills.com.
So where do you actually start? Because there's a lot of misinformation. You know, it's still kind of the wild, wild west out there with search engine marketing. How do you know who you should use and who you should trust?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest things that we talk about is having a place to start. You know the customers that you want to reach, and you know the channel that you can reach them through. So AdWords is a great example. If someone is searching for your product or service, being able to advertise to them effectively is the right thing to do. That's the channel you want to be working with. So it may be AdWords or Facebook or YouTube. We can talk about all those options. But where you really want to begin when it comes to talking with a service provider or a trusted resource is making sure they've been through, you know, they can tell you about their results, the different experiences they've had. And really what I always talk about where we start with is where most people go wrong. It's extremely important for them to be able to answer that question because it shows they've been there before.
So you're looking for someone that actually has experience marketing your kinds of products to other businesses. So you want to map that first?
Absolutely. Understanding that they've used the channel that you want to work in. So if AdWords is that channel, making sure that they've done that before. And then if they have experience with a particular product service vertical that you work in, that's another added bonus.
So where should you really start? If you want to do search engine marketing, and how much should you expect to spend?
So when it comes to starting with search engine marketing, the first thing you're going to do is do some what we call keyword research. It's something a lot of people are very familiar with. You have to understand what people are actually looking for. That's, you know, priority number one, and there's plenty of tools out there to help you do that. What you'll get from that information is the number of people searching for it, so the search volume, the typical words that they're using, and then you will find out the estimated cost per click. And so if you work in a vertical where it's cheap products, you're going to have cheap cost per clicks because there's not a lot of profit. But if you work in something like the law field, you can pay $100 per click because there's so much margin there. So it's really starting with your keyword research, building out the different terms you want to be advertising on. Then you'll go through and you'll systematically build a budget based off of that, saying, if clicks are going to cost me $2 a piece, how much am I willing to spend and what can I potentially make off those clicks if I can make sales?
And what's the typical results? What should people expect when they're just starting out?
So the biggest thing first and foremost is what's great about search advertising is it delivers quick results because people have what we call buyer's intent. They're actively looking for a solution to their problem. So it's absolutely a great channel to begin with. What's most important to understand though is if you don't set it up correctly, AdWords has a bunch of what I call traffic traps. When I was working at Google, I saw all these little holes that people lose money in. And so it's really important to understand where those traffic traps lie to make sure that you're actually advertising on the things that you want to be advertising on. I recently had a client that thought she put in the keyword that she wanted to be advertising on was job posting. And she unfortunately ended up spending $235 on a different type of job that I can't mention here on the radio. So it's really important to make sure that your funds are going towards the keywords that you actually want to be advertising on. That's why you need to work with a pro to make sure you understand how to set that up correctly.
And some of these traffic traps, you find out what they are, I assume, also just by testing, and hopefully you don't blow your whole budget on it.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing that we talk about when you're talking with a service provider. Is anyone who's been doing this for a long time, they figured out what all those traffic traps are. So when it comes to the cost of doing it yourself or working with someone else, they can help you skip millions of – we talk about with some of our advertisers, it's tens of thousands, hundreds, and even millions of dollars of wasted ad spend because they've already figured out the lessons and you don't have to.
We're talking with John Belcher. He's the head of a company called AdSkills. John, it seems like a lot of search engine marketing costs are really rising, you know, like Facebook. What are the other alternatives out there if I want to do search engine marketing but perhaps have more of a limited budget?
That's a fantastic question, and you're absolutely right. Whenever it comes to a place where there's limited inventory, so that's the number of places your ads can show up. So AdWords, there's only three options at the top of the search listings. That's why they're very expensive. With Facebook, they've hit what's called the max ad load era, so they can't show up ads more frequently to their customers or users will start to leave. So the best network that we're really trying to work with people is YouTube. I do a ton of YouTube advertising, been very successful. It's an amazing network. It allows you to leverage the power of Google, which can show you basically what people are searching for. You can use that purchase intent, but you can advertise them not when they're searching, but on YouTube or around what's called the Google Display Network, which covers more than 2 million sites. And what's amazing about that is you can pay a lot less to get your message in front of the right people. The biggest hurdle that we typically see with advertising on YouTube is getting video creative. YouTube just released an amazing new product called the Director on Site, where if you can commit to advertising $350 on YouTube, they will actually have a filmmaker come out to your business and shoot a YouTube ad for free.
Wow.
So I provided a link to Sarah. It's incredible. We actually went through and built out our script. So if you want to know the scripts that we use to create our own ads, you've got that resource. Love to share that with everyone.
Wow. That sounds amazing. So in order to do search engine marketing on YouTube, you've got to have video content.
Exactly. But that's what's so great is Google's helped remove that hurdle for small business owners to be able to go through and put together a great video and actually be able to distribute it to the community audience they want to be marketed to.
So what kind of results have you seen for your business customers advertising on YouTube?
So I worked with customers large and small. The only clients I actually bring on now spend millions of dollars a year on YouTube advertising. The return on investment is incredible because, as you know, when it comes to marketing, the most important thing you want to see is, do I actually like this person and can I trust them? And that's what I love about YouTube is there's an ability to really have kind of a transparency when it comes to video advertising. Is you can actually hear if someone is trustworthy. And so that's what makes YouTube such a powerful resource. So if you have a great product, if you're solving a problem or presenting an opportunity to your audience and you're genuine about actually helping them, the amount of business you can see from a YouTube ad is absolutely incredible. I've spent millions of dollars on 7 ads. That is an absolute massive return on investment because all we're doing is presenting the same message to lots of people with the same problem.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about spending millions of dollars on ad, but for a small business owner that perhaps only has $500 or $1,000 a month to spend on search engine marketing, can this still work or they're just not going to be in the game?
Oh, absolutely. You can absolutely make it work. And that's what I love about YouTube on the local level is you can start with very basic things. So you can actually determine if someone is actively searching for auto mechanic shop. Let's say that's the type of business that we're talking about. If they've been searching for the words auto mechanic, repair shop, things like that, you can serve your YouTube ad to people who are actively searching for those things to present why you are a better option than your competition. And so it's amazing the amount of relevance. That's what we really talk about from the advertising world. If people are going through this process to figure out who they want to buy from, if you can put your message in front of them and tell them why you're the best option, it's an amazing technology that you can pay pennies on the dollar in order to be able to get your ad in front of those people rather than paying dollars per click. You're paying cents per view.
So how does this really work on – because I think all of us can visualize an ad on Google or Facebook, but how does it work on YouTube? Am I just clicking through on that video?
Yeah, so the easiest way to go through and explain it is whenever you go to YouTube, you're going there for one of two reasons, to be educated or to be entertained. And so the way YouTube advertising works is what's called a pre-roll. You have an ad that pops up that you have the ability to skip. And a lot of people say, well, no one's going to actually watch it. At minimum, the typical ad, 20% of people choose not to skip that ad. With great ads, we see 30 to 40% of people choose not to skip it. And so what you have the ability to do then is either A, you can have them click through to go to your website, or what we really like to talk about that's inside of the document that I shared with you is putting a YouTube-specific offer. So call this number and mention the code name keyword Emily or Mechanic or whatever it is to tell that it's coming from YouTube. You can give them different ways to take action, whether that be going to your website, calling a phone number. There's a million different ways for them to take action. Just figure out what's easiest for you with your business. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. John, some great advice. We're out of time for this segment. If you want to get to John, go to www.adskills.com. It is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. A couple of minor issues as you head out and about this morning. Do have a crash in Elgin at State South of US 20, one in Lombard, at Butterfield and Technology Drive. Also, inbound on the Bishop Ford, two-year right lanes are closed at 130th with a crash. So that should be cleaned up here shortly. Also, I want to remind you there are several roads throughout the downtown and West Loop area closed for the Rock and Roll Chicago 10K and Half Marathon. Also closes roads in the South Loop. Those roads should open up no later than 9:45. Some will open up at 3, and those are the ones through Grant Park, but the ones in the South Loop. And the West Loop will reopen around 9:45, so you might want to give yourself extra time if downtown is your option today. Forecast, going to see much of what we saw yesterday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, it's cloudy and 69 at O'Hare. That's traffic on AM560, The Answer.
My overrating's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88. For Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications.
Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/answer. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/answer. That's Lightstream.com/answer. Lightstream.com/answer.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, in this digital world, our ethics are being challenged every single day. Here to talk about this is Jim Blasingame, who is one of the world's foremost experts on small business and entrepreneurship. He's the president and founder of Small Business Network Incorporated and creator and award-winning host of the Small Business Advocate Show, the world's only weekday radio talk show dedicated to small business, nationally syndicated since 1997. He's got a new book out. It's called The Third Ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Hello, my friend. Good to be on your show. How about turning the tables, right?
Exactly. It's always great to have a pro. So what was your inspiration for this book?
Well, I've been noticing for the last 20 years that the digital world, the digital age, was shifting a bunch of paradigms. And I wrote a book called The Age of the Customer that covered the shifting of the customer relationship that I know you've seen and reported on. And this book is about the shift in a 10,000-year paradigm in our ethical world. So you and I have been operating with an ethical catalog that we've been building for 10,000 years. I call them analog ethics, that you and I, we don't even think about it anymore because we've been doing it so long, we just do it. You and I are ethical. You told me to come today and be on the show, and you said you'd be here, and I did too. We both showed up. That's an ethical thing to do. But that's an analog ethical thing to do. In the digital world, where that world is moving at, instead of miles per hour, it's moving at 9 gigahertz, 9 billion bits per second at 186,000 miles per second. That digital leverage, the ethics, the way we've applied ethics in the past, won't move fast enough. And so I wrote this book to help people understand that we can't just wander into the digital age with a sack full of analog ethics thrown over our back and expect them to work. It's not going to work. We've got to talk about what digital ethics is supposed to look like.
So what shift, Jim, have you really seen that is really concerning you with ethics in the digital age?
Well, you paid attention to what's going on with Facebook for the last 30 days, right?
Absolutely.
You've seen what Alexa, right? You know the Alexa scandal of the last day or two, where some family thinks that Alexa was actually listening to them. Those are all ethical issues. Those are digital ethical issues. But see, Barry, nobody's calling it ethics. Everybody's thinking about it like it's just digital, like it's just machines, like it's computers. But the point I'm making is human beings created the analog world. Human beings created the analog ethics that we dealt with our analog fear and greed with. You and I are creating the technology. If we want our technology to be ethical, machines won't do it on their own. We have to be devoted to digital ethics, or our machines will not be ethical. For example, if you have a driverless car and it runs over somebody, is anybody programmed for that car to not leave the scene of an accident? That car doesn't know that. The Alexa, you know, do we know that Amazon has programmed Alexa not to listen to you? Well, heck, it's programmed to listen to you, right? Alexa, I want some, you know, call my mother. It's programmed to listen to you. Where are the ethics in that? And my point is, most people aren't even thinking about it like that. And I'm telling you, as we're moving hellbent for light speed into the digital age, and nobody's talking about what digital ethics is supposed to look like, and I'm trying to get that conversation started with this book.
Jim, do you think that some of this digital ethics has been affected by the ability to, when you're on the internet, to be anonymous, that you don't have to back up or be accountable for what you say?
Well, that's part of it, but you're bringing up an excellent point, because, see, the point I'm making, Barry, in the book is that long before artificial intelligence or robots take us down, you and I would do it to ourselves simply by pushing an inner key. And that's what you were talking about. You and I are in here. We're working on the internet. We're anonymous. But don't forget, you're really not anonymous. Remember, if you're using the internet, anytime you're using the internet in any environment, application, or anything, and you're not paying directly for that click, you are the product. You are paying for it with knowledge, with full knowledge of who you are and what you're doing. And that information is being harvested and sold every second of the day. And so by everybody from your mobile provider to your app makers, all that. So my point is, remember this, anytime you hear people being anxious, and as you know, everybody's anxious about technology right now. For the last year or so, we've gotten a lot more anxious about this. But everybody's looking at the machine, you know, they're blaming the machine, or they're blaming maybe the people behind the machines. But it's going to take people like you and me requiring a conversation about digital ethics. What are our ethics supposed to be? And here's a place to start, Barry. Whenever you're about to use some technology that you're not sure if it's going to promote ethical behavior, ask yourself this: just because I can doesn't mean that I should.
And so that's where you believe this whole idea of digital trust should start, is that you should pause before you actually jump in and using these tools.
That's exactly right. If you want a map application, if you want to use a map application, well, that map needs to have access to your location, right? Your GPS location. So you give it that, but the map doesn't need your picture to access to your photos. It doesn't need access to your conversations, does it? So why would that map app say to you, if you download this app, we will have access to your everything in your phone? You see what I mean? We have to differentiate these things. And the problem is that people are not realizing that they're the product. They're
Absolutely.
Not realizing that they're who's being marketed to.
Absolutely.
They're being sold, and in the book, and see, I wrote the book in stories. They're all episodes, and every episode is another ethical person with an ethical challenge, and I pose those challenges for the characters so that you can live this with them and try to help. And at the end, your job is going to be to say, all right, I see what they've done. What would I do?
Yeah, I was shocked, Jim. I have to tell you, when I downloaded my information about what Facebook had on me, and at that point, I realized the same thing you did was basically for Facebook, I am the product.
That's right. That's exactly right. And let me tell you another thing real quick. Let me give you an example real quick. If somebody walked up to me and said, Jim, I want Barry Most, I want his contact information because I've been told you have it. Would you please give it to me? Well, you would expect me not to give it to them because I don't know that person.
Right.
That I don't. And you would expect me to say no, right? And I would say no because that would be the analog ethical thing to do. But then I might turn to my phone and say, pardon me, you're interrupting me. I'm trying to download an app that I want, a sexy app that I want. And I hit the button. And what I did was I not only gave whoever developed that app your information, I gave them all the information of everybody I know. That was failing. So I passed the analog ethics test, but I failed the digital ethics test. You see my point?
So this is just the start of this conversation. Where do you hope in the end, with the last minute we have left, where do you hope that it actually goes? Where should it end up, Jim?
I'm hoping people will realize that the human beings who created ethics, who created digital, will realize that we have to be preemptive with our ethics in the digital world. The digital leverage moves too fast to be able to fix it after the fact like we do in our analog world. In our analog world, when we break things, we fix it. In the digital world, things move too fast, and when they break, it may be too late. And those are the stories that I talk about in my book. I give an example of what happened when we waited too long to fix digital ethics, and when the world broke, it wasn't pretty.
I think it's some really good advice. You got to think before you hit that button that says, sure, I'll share all my contacts, or sure, you can know everything about me. The title of the book is called The Third Ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. Jim, where can people hear your daily radio show and learn more about what you're doing?
Thank you, Barry. It's smallbusinessadvocate.com is my show, but if they go to Amazon, the book, your audience is the first audience other than mine that I've told about the book, Barry.
Excellent.
And so now they can go to Amazon and buy the book and read some of it. They got some great reviews there, and I hope they will. And just get the conversation started, folks. We've got to do this. We have to save ourselves.
Jim, thanks so much for being on the show. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Elder sees an even tougher time getting Trump appointees confirmed.
Scott Pruitt has resigned. At some point, there's going to have to be a new EPA head, and that person's going to have to go before Congress and get approved. And it's going to be very, very difficult, given now Democrats have seen that Donald Trump was serious when he talked about rolling back these regulations. The left is scared to death of Scott Pruitt and scared to death of the possibility that somebody may carry on his work.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. A suspect is in custody after a shootout and hostage standoff at a Trader Joe's supermarket in Los Angeles. One of the victims is the suspect's grandmother.
The grandmother on 32nd Street suffered a number of gunshot wounds, I believe 7 at this point. She was transported in very grave condition to a local hospital. She's undergone a series of surgeries and is in critical condition.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore says a woman was shot and killed. The NTSB says it has the data recorder from the deadly duck boat that sank in Missouri. Tia Coleman lost 9 members of her family, including her husband and 3 children.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband. I don't know, I'm going to do it.
17 were killed. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. I have a lot of roads closed for festivals and the Sunshine. Don't forget River North. Larrabee's closed here on Erie with Erie shut down Kingsbury to Larrabee for the days of River North through this evening. Also, through Grand Park, really hard to access it by car for the Rock and Roll Chicago 10K Half Marathon until 3, but some roads may still remain closed. Fort Lollapalooza setup. Traffic is sponsored by Compassion International. You can't change the whole world, but you can be a part of the change in the world for a child living in poverty by becoming a Compassion International child sponsor. You can choose a child to sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio. Much of the same today that we saw yesterday. Chance of showers off and on throughout the day. Temperatures in the mid-70s. It's 69 at O'Hare, 71 Midway, 69 at the Lakefront. That's traffic on AM 560. The Answer.
Cash flow. It's something every business is worried about. It's hard to know at any given moment how you're doing, and worse, it's impossible to predict the future. Until now. Welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
As a parent, you want what's best for your children. That means sending them to a school where they'll get the superior education they deserve, and that also shares your values. That can be tricky these days, as public schools have changed and private schools can be expensive. Your household budget has already been cut to the bone, and it's hard to imagine where you'll find that extra money. Well, there's help to lessen that financial burden and provide your child with the very best education at half the cost. At AM 560 The Answer, we work with private schools throughout the Chicagoland area to provide tuition for families at half the normal cost. Just log on to halfpriceschools.com and you'll find some of Chicagoland's finest private schools, from preschool all the way through high school, at half the cost. And chances are, there's a school right in your neighborhood. Invest in your child's education and future at halfpriceschools.com. A limited number of half-price vouchers are available. Go to halfpriceschools.com now.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, I get questions every single day from small business owners that are having problems. And these questions come in through email or through social media or telephone calls. And I really do want to answer their questions and help them out. But just the sheer volume actually makes it impossible to do that. And when I do get around to it, I want to make sure that I talk to each of these folks. And a lot of times my answers are very, very short. And I really don't feel that they're very personal or get into what the people really want or able to connect with those people. My next guest actually has a solution for that. Best known for his television debut on Bravo's Top Chef, Fabione Viviani brought his talents from Italy to America in 2005 and opened Cafe Firenze in Moore Park, California, and has over 15 restaurants across the country and is opening more in 2018. He also has authored 4 cookbooks, including New York Times best-selling Fabio's Italian Kitchen. And now he's even got a new venture called Doppel, which he launched in May. It's an application where people can actually record answers to questions from their followers, which will really help solve the issue that so many influencers actually have. Fabio, I'm really excited to welcome you on the show, one of Bravo's top chefs.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Big fan of the show, and I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for being here. So how do you go from being a worldwide well-known chef to going into the tech world with this new product?
Well, it was simple. We came up with a better mousetrap for a problem that people like me have. And by people like me, I mean people that have an audience, people that have followers, people that have employees, people that are in need to teach something and respond to incoming questions every day on a regular basis, right? You know, if you have an online presence, if you are an expert, an influencer, whether you're a doctor, a fitness trainer, a business guru, or you simply have a lot of things to teach, people usually tend to ask you questions through the social media landscape in a form of an email or a DM or a comment in your feed. That's not scalable, and likely they will never get a response. The current landscape of social media, training platform, and the current landscape of internet, it's very passive-aggressive. What I mean by that is that I need to train my employee, I need to train my chefs, I need to train my server, but I also need to engage and truly interact with all my followers because they made me who I am. And for me to just post a picture on Facebook, maybe an Instagram video, maybe a live Q&A on live stream, it wasn't enough anymore. So what we have created is Doppel, which is the short version for doppelganger, which is, you're familiar
right,
with the movie industry. It's your stunt double, right? So what we created now is a platform that allows one to go on Doppel, download it from the Apple Store or Google Play, access to my profile, and ask me directly a question, whether is, hey, Fabio, from one of my server, how do I sell this type of wine? How do I execute this type of dish? Whether is from my best friend trying to get a hold of me for a suggestion of the best restaurant to go at while you're in Italy, or if it's just a social media fan and a follower that wants to get to know me. With Doppel, the whole process is scalable because all you have to do is really to go to the Apple Store or Google Play, download the app, Doppel, find my profile, Fabio Viviani, and now you can directly ask me anything you've ever dreamed to ask me that you were never able to do on social media before. And what's happening is simple. I get a notification. I see your question. Whenever I have 2 minutes, whether it's an hour later, a day later, or 3 days later, I answer your question with a video answer through my cell phone camera. I upload that to Dapple, just like you would upload an Instagram post or a social media video. And now my answer lives there forever. So you go there next. Now it's your turn to ask me about a suggestion for a restaurant, or how do you sell Chianti wine in your restaurant? Or, hey, Fabio, where do you live? Or are you married? Or how do you make your great tomato sauce? And because I previously answered that, you're going to have a face-to-face interaction with my profile, just like we are on FaceTime. So pretty much what we achieved here is what social media was never be able to do. We brought back 1980s, where everybody used to talk to each other, and now I, expert, I, celebrity, I, influencer, I don't have to repeat myself over and over and over the same question all the time, because the archive of my whole knowledge is there for you just to interact with and browse just by asking questions.
And it's incredibly personal, right?
It is incredibly personal. Think about it. Are you a fan of sports? Are you a fan
Absolutely.
Of music?
Chicago would Cubs.
Chicago Cubs. Fantastic. So you would love to go to the Chicago Cubs number one player that you are a fan of.
Chris
and
Bryant.
Ask him a personal question. Great. And then you can go to his Dapple profile, assuming he has one, and you can ask him a question. So what's going to happen is going to get a notification. He's going to record the video. You're going to get notified that, hey, your dude just answered your question. You're going to click on your Dapple, and you're going to have your personal answer to you right in front of your face. Now,
Fabio, I'm out of time for this segment, but I appreciate you being on the show and all the great work you do. Can't wait to check out Dapple. You can go to Google Play or the iTunes Store, and you can use it for yourself. Fabio, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center, I'm Jeremy Scott. New problems on the southwest side, northbound Cicero, right after 55th, getting reports of a crash. Also, Lombard crews still dealing with the crash at the intersection of Butterfield and Technology Drive. Other than that, really, the rest of your road's not looking too bad. Keep in mind, a lot of roads through Grant Park are closed for the Rock and Roll Chicago 10K Half Marathon. And some of them may actually remain closed east of Columbus for Lollapalooza setup. They include Jackson and or Balbo. Also, if you are traveling on the South Loop, I do want to let you know that one of the closures has taken effect. Michigan is closed 16th to 14th until 9:45. Rest of your roads are looking good. No problems on your expressways or tollways. Forecast for today, though, not much of a change from yesterday. Off and on chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Temperatures in the mid-70s. 69 at O'Hare and the lakefront, 71 at Midway. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you wake up at night worried about your business cash flow? Or worry about running out of cash, not knowing when your invoices get paid, or panic when a sudden expense happens? Well, worry no more. Welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, the UPS Store has just released its Inside Small Business Survey that captures the sentiments of Americans and their feelings towards both starting and shopping at small businesses. Here to talk about it is Dr. Luke Pittaway, who is the chair of the Department of Management and Copeland Professor of Entrepreneurship at Ohio University. In 2018, Dr. Pittaway was nominated and selected to the United States Association of Small Business Entrepreneurship, or we call it USASB's, 2018 Entrepreneurship Educator of the Year, and currently is the Vice President of Research for the organization. Dr. Pittaway, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome, Barry. Very glad to be here.
Well, talk a little bit about the first annual Inside Small Business Survey and what it found.
Yeah, I think the big picture for me is that, you know, 2/3 of Americans are dreaming of opening a small business. I think that's a really big number when you compare that with other countries, and just demonstrates that the spirit of entrepreneurship is completely alive in the United States.
So why do you think that so many people want to start their own business? Is it because what they see on television, perhaps with Shark Tank or the incredible success stories of people like, you know, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above and more. I mean, basically, there's always been this enormous spirit of enterprise in the U.S. anyway. And then obviously 2007 occurred. People recognized that maybe traditional career paths weren't as secure and as great as perhaps they thought they were. And so they really reevaluated their career paths and started to think, well, actually, entrepreneurship is really a significant way to go. And as a consequence, the number has gone even further through the roof than what it would have been before 2007.
You know, I saw in the study that one of the chief motivators for wanting to have your own business was really being your own boss. For me, that certainly was my motivator because, as I've told the story many times before, my boss at IBM, before I started my own business, he used to have sales contests where first prize was lunch with him. And I always said, what's second prize? 2 lunches with you?
Yeah,
it was really attractive.
Good. Yeah, without question. I mean, sometimes you're like, people, you know, there are some people who just hate working for other people. That's number one. But also just the independence, the ability to make your own decisions and be in charge of things and to, you know, take a break if you need to have a break and have control of your life. I think that's really a driving force for a lot of people.
And I saw also in the survey that one of the top motivators was that people really believe in the power of their idea. And I think for a lot of us that are in small business, we know that we're never going to discover the cure for cancer, but we really feel like being in a small business, this is really a way where with our ideas and our energy, Dr. Pittaway, we actually can make a difference in this world.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely the case. I mean, if you look at, you know, the driving force for most people these days, you know, passion, their own passion in something that they're trying to really kind of take forward that they really believe in. And if you look at the younger generation, certainly the students that I work with, you're talking about, you know, really having an impact on society, either economically or socially, and that really drives them into being interested in starting a business.
Now let's look at the other side of the equation, because obviously not everyone goes out and does this, and there are certain fears about starting your own business. What did the survey find in this area?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, fear of failure is still, you know, at least 1/3 of people kind of concerned about, you know, that, you know, being able to raise the money to actually start it. I think that's an interesting number because clearly the cost of starting a business has been declining for many, many years. But still people worry about whether they've got enough money to actually go ahead and start it. And then some of the, you know, some of the challenges in terms of managing it, you know, the operating issues, the logistics issues, some of those things kind of get in the way a little bit as well. And they're always looking for good partners.
And this is of a real concern because these are real issues that you have to find people out there in the marketplace, especially when you start, that can help you because you can't really do it all yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely it. Having good mentors, you know, working with people, finding people that you you know that have been successful and talking to them, you know, collaborating with outsourced partners, and you know, UPS stores is a good example of that. That's where it really helps people get things started.
Well, you know, living in Chicago, I see a lot of UPS stores that are around. What kinds of services can the UPS store really help small business owners, especially those that are just getting started?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, they are doing a lot. Obviously, the standard thing everybody thinks of, you know, you've got your delivery and your logistics and things like that that you need to get products to services and pretty much the standard thing people think of. But also they've started to branch out into helping with human resources and legal aspects. So there's quite a large number of support services now.
You know, what I like working with the UPS store is because this is a franchise, and when I go in there many times, I can actually meet the people that run that small business, so I feel like he or she really understands what I'm going through.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. I mean, I've been talking to them a lot about this in the sense of that, you know, they are a franchise network, and so, you know, 100% of the businesses, the actual stores themselves are franchisees, and so they're actually local businesses, and of course they serve small businesses. So it's like the perfect example of a consortium of a very large numbers of small businesses, both customers and people running the business effectively.
And I really feel like the UPS store is really the place for our times, because I also saw in the survey that a lot of folks were starting technology-oriented businesses, and many of these kinds of businesses, where you have one or two or three entrepreneurs working on their own, probably out of their homes, so they don't have a lot of the infrastructure that a place like the UPS store can really provide.
Yeah, that's really very correct. And I would, you know, also you're starting to see more people working in a distributed mode. So even if they've got, you know, 20 people, they might be working all over the country in different locations. And so, you know, that you know, being able to have the ability to kind of facilitate that and working out the home, but in a large network of people, is also becoming more common.
Well, Dr. Pinaway, I appreciate you being on the show talking about the UPS store's Inside Small Business Survey. Where can people get more information on that?
Yeah, they can certainly go to the UPS store's website and also Atomic Research is the company that produced the research.
Well, thanks for being on the show. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Hey, it's back. The MyPillow Buy One, Get One offer is back for July. If you haven't bought your MyPillows yet, here's your chance to save big. Even our 45th president mentioned he sleeps on a MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, was at Trump's rally in Fargo last month, and the president recognized him and endorsed MyPillow on national TV. I love that I can move the fill to get the support I need regardless of my sleep position. I never wake up with a stiff neck or headache. My pillow is made in America, washable and dryable, hypoallergenic, and has a 10-year warranty plus 60-day money-back guarantee. Go online or call now for this great big deal and others, including 30% off everything else, including the MyPillow mattress toppers I've been telling you about, as well as pet bed sheets and more. Call 800-489-0201, promo code Joe, or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201, promo code Joe.
MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me, since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, My stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry. This is normal. Well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business gets stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best-known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
And find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
What interest rate would you rather